Okay, we had a lot of fascinating feedback from my report yesterday where I showed some of the images of the xylitol crystals morphing and mimicking the electronics circuitry structures on that memory stick. And just to show you, here's a zoomed out image, just a kind of a photo of the edge of the memory stick. And then here's a zoomed in photo of what looks like the crystals mimicking one of the gold contacts and mimicking the grayish textured square CPU. So these images, you know, this shows the mimicry of the electronics according to the crystals. Now, not everybody believed that that image was, that what I showed you there was taken from the xylitol crystals freezing on top of that circuit board. So what I'm going to show you right now today is a real-time zoom from that object on the xylitol frozen on the memory stick. I'm going to show you in real time under the microscope exactly that image, and we'll zoom out and you'll see the whole memory stick, okay? So to my crew, go ahead and show the microscope image. Yes, thank you. And I want you to stay on this. Don't do any cuts, okay? Don't switch cameras. I don't want to be accused of cuts or switching cameras or anything. So I'm going to be talking you through this. Now on the screen right now, you can see there's the sort of the extruded rectangular contact right in the center of the screen, semi-golden colored. And then we also have the CPU looking square that's gray. There it is in the middle of the screen, okay? Now you also notice that right down here is the scale. So this is 100 microns. So that's pretty small. We are zoomed in quite a lot right now. So this is a depth composition of multiple layers. I'm going to take us out of that now, and then I'm going to show you a real-time focus. Here's a real-time focus of that structure. And let me try some different lighting. Oh, wow, that's pretty wild. Let's go back to this. This is the best lighting. So there's the lighting, and then if we focus differently, then we can get that CPU in focus right there. The CPU square right there. And notice on the left side of the screen, there's another sort of structure, an extruded rectangular structure there. It's on the top left side. I guess I could move to that to kind of show you. Yeah, right there. That's now in the center of the screen. That's another structure that we showed in some of the images. It looks like one of those contacts, okay? So let me pan back to what we were looking at. There's the main structure. This was one of our featured photos. All right, now I'm going to zoom out. And as I do that, you're going to watch it zoom out, but there will be a lens changes that happen automatically as we zoom out. So there'll be a slight delay. The microscope is changing lenses. Okay, there, it just changed to that lens, and you can still see that structure in the center of the screen right there. It's a little bright. I'll turn down the lighting a little bit. Okay, there we go. I'm going to make sure to center that again. All right, and now that scale at the bottom of the screen is 200 microns, okay? So we're going to continue to zoom out to show you this, and we're going to go out to 100x, and there it is still in the center of the screen. We're going to go out to 50x, and there it is again. And you can start to see the electrical contacts of the edge of the circuit board. All right, so we'll zoom out more. We'll go to 20x. There we go. There's the edge of the circuit board, and you can see the scale is now 2,000 microns. And if we go all the way out to 5x, then you're gonna see the entire circuit board here. It's switching lenses, and there it is. So that's 5x. And there you can see, you know, there's the circuit board with the xylitol on it. So let's now reverse that and let's zoom back in. Let's go to 20x. So again, we're not cutting the camera. We're not editing at all. We're just switching lenses, which is actually automatic. All right, there we go. Now we're going to go into 50x. there we are at 50. We're going to go into 100x. There we are at 100. And now you're really starting to see that image take shape. We're going to go to 200. There we are. Very nice depiction of it there in the center of the screen at 200. And then we'll what is that? Is that 300? Oh, yeah. 300 right there. And we're back where we started. So, and I can change the focus in real time here. But there we go. Okay. So what you're seeing these crystals do is they are following the morphology of the electronics components that they are in contact with. And if I do a depth composition here, give me a second, I'll show you what that looks like. We can get everything in focus at the same time. There's the composition. Okay. So you can switch back to my camera now. That's what I wanted to show you, folks, is just a real-time a zoom out and then a zoom in to show you that indeed that structure is on the xylitol that's on that microchip. No tricks, no Photoshop, no AI, nothing, no edits. That's just a video feed right out of the microscope. And on top of that, I'm saving this sample so that if anybody challenges that, I actually have the sample and we can put it under anybody's microscope and we can zoom in and we can see the exact same thing. Okay, so as amazing as it seems that crystals engage in a natural intelligence, a mimicry of the structures of electronic components, as amazing as that seems to people, which I understand, it's a shocking idea that according to mainstream science should not be possible. So I understand the skepticism, and that's why I wanted to show you this video today so you can see it for yourself. And every other structure on here, I can show you the exact same thing. We can start zoomed in, and then we can zoom out, and I can show you, you know, exactly what we've been looking at the entire time. So I'll have a lot more experiments like that to show you coming up. I actually have a series of other slides that I've already frozen. I have not yet analyzed them, but we're going to do that analysis. We're going to look at a lot more imagery, and we're going to see about the effects of consciousness interacting with the formation, the real-time 3D structural formation based on xylitol crystals. And then we're going to look at also morphic fields and kind of a biomimicry, which is what we just saw today. There's a lot more research coming your way. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams at Brighteon.com. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder. Certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat soluble, super potent antioxidant. And it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark a bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.